Dredd and Rogalski in the studio. It's time for our Mendocino Coast Health Report. Lucretia Renteria, are you with us?
Good morning.
Kind of doing it on the fly this morning, so we're just going to let you go and let us know what you want to talk about.
Great. Good morning, everybody. We are seeing a distinct surge, increasing of cases. We are testing up a storm here at the clinic. A lot of symptomatic testing and a lot of positives, unfortunately. But if you do need a test and you're a patient, please give us a call at 964-1251. Call your healthcare provider if you're not a patient here at Mendocino Coast Clinics. I do believe other providers also have rapid testing for symptomatic patients. We are also still doing our surveillance testing on Wednesday morning from 9 to 1 and Thursday afternoon from 1 to 5. And we saw a real increase yesterday in the number of people who came out. Just 2 weeks ago, we only had 10 people come for surveillance testing. And yesterday, we had 100.
Oh, my.
Yeah. So, you know, people are worried. That's a good thing.
Yes.
Get vaccinated. Wear your mask indoors, whether you're vaccinated or not. We have seen some vaccinated, fully vaccinated folks come down positive with this. It is a very, very contagious variant, the Delta variant. It's as contagious as the common cold or chickenpox. So it's more likely for somebody who has it to transmit it to more people than the original COVID-19 virus.
And again, Lucretia, you could have it and not have any symptoms.
Correct.
Even if you've been vaccinated.
Correct. Yeah. You could have no symptoms, very mild symptoms. You could think that it's your allergies or, you know, whatever it is. Really, you should get tested. So I encourage surveillance testing again. Please, you know, give us a call. Come by for surveillance testing. The results come back in about 48 hours. If you have any symptoms and you're fully vaccinated, you should get the antigen test. Do not go somewhere that they're doing a PCR. That is not the correct test for you if you're fully vaccinated. And if you are not vaccinated, get vaccinated. Yeah. We're here Tuesdays in the tent, every Tuesday from 4 to 6, no appointment necessary. It's very discreet. It's very confidential. You just come up. We take a little bit of information so that we can register your vaccine in the state registry. But you don't have to make an appointment. Just come in your car. You don't even have to ever get out of your car. Just drive up. And then park in our parking lot. 15 minutes later, you're on your way. And we ran out of our Johnson & Johnson on Tuesday, so we don't have the one-shot option right now. I'm trying to get some more, but we do have Pfizer and we have Moderna. And I will say that I noticed a real increase because Tuesday we had two events. We were at the Bainbridge Park for the National Night Out.
Yeah.
And did about 18 vaccines there at the park. But here at the clinic, our drive-through, we did about 87. So we vaccinated over 100 people, and we haven't reached that number in quite a while.
All right.
It had been 30 to 50 people a week. So yeah. I'm very glad to see people getting motivated to finally accept this vaccine and get over here. And we will continue to be here.
Well, I've been reporting all morning that Moderna said today that its vaccine keeps its protection after 6 months after the second dose, and they're talking about 93% efficacy. So that's certainly good news from Moderna.
Yes, yes, it is. And we are looking forward to, within the next month, President Biden has said that by Labor Day, we should have a full FDA approval of these vaccines. And they'll no longer be approved under emergency use only, which is good. I think some people were waiting for that to happen. Mm-hmm. We do have word that that should happen by Labor Day.
Right.
So that's also a good step in this. I did want to report also that as of August 3rd, Fort Bragg is 66.7% fully vaccinated, 73.4% with at least one dose of the vaccine. Mendocino is 79.6% fully vaccinated and 87.3% at least one vaccine. Westport is 85.5% fully vaccinated with 93.1% with at least one dose. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Albion is 61.4% fully vaccinated and 70.3% with at least one dose. Casper is 40.5% fully vaccinated with 45.4% with at least one dose. So that one's creeping up a little bit. And Elk, we've got to get out to Elk. We're gonna send a team out to Elk. 36.6% fully vaccinated with 41.8% at least one dose.
Well, they're kind of remote, so I'm glad to hear you're going to be sending a team in the future.
Yes, we will. We'll do some promotion around that. Next week, we'll be in the tent on Tuesday, and we'll be at Farmer's Market on Wednesday.
Lucretia, thanks so much. Kind of sobering information today, but this Delta variant is something to be concerned about.
It is. Be kind out there.
Thank you, Lucretia, and thank you for listening to the Mendocino Coast Health Report here on the Coast.